This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, April 9th. Well, the cattle markets continue to push higher and higher every day. We actually had April cattle gapping higher and having the strongest day, certainly the leader to the upside yesterday. As the cash markets show good, solid improvements this week, and the board continuing to push higher on April, even still being $3 to $4 above where the cash is trading. So obviously the trade expects that even going into next week, or certainly into expiration of the April contract, that we're going to see the cash markets continue to move higher. Cash trade looks like it's coming in on the average around 121 this week. That's up 3 from last week, and last week was up a couple from the week prior. Dress trade around 195 is up 6 on the week, and that's up about 10 over the last couple weeks. Box beef values just are on fire. We've been up every day for the last couple weeks. Yesterday up another 419 on the choice. We're sitting at 271. Select was up 864. We're sitting at 264. So this kind of has the feel of like the blow-off top where everybody's scrambling, trying to get their supplies in order. Obviously, retail demand is stellar. We've talked about this a lot, but you know, just the likelihood that you would see a good, solid spring, not only from a normal seasonal perspective, but government stimulus, the, you know, COVID vaccine, people being cooped up for over a year. I mean, just a lot of incentive to get outside in the normal grilling season, and demand for beef was just expected to be strong. Employment improving, a lot of things firing, pointing all in the same bullish direction for cattle. But just in the last couple weeks, choice box beef has moved $31 and select has moved $31. So it's impressive to say the least. And of course, that's going to do something to support the cash trade. There's been a disconnect there for sure, and that's really in relation to slaughter capacity having been reduced over the last several years and then slowed down because of COVID and safety conditions, that we just don't have the capacity to slaughter all these animals. So the feedlots continue to struggle to get current. Meanwhile, the box beef soars higher, and the cash trade soars higher, and yet the feedlots, who normally would be pushing animals out as fast as they can, especially with high feed grain prices, they're unable to do that simply because slaughter capacity has bottlenecked that portion of the supply chain. So we continue to see, you know, the packer who would probably much rather move much more product, but they're only moving as much as they can, and so the retail demand is really pushing this higher. So it's an interesting scenario that has developed here. But again, I think this is probably the phase, kind of that blow off phase where you see the box beef values, you know, up $5 early in this week, up 4. So the choice was up 5 on Monday. We're up 4 on Tuesday, up 3 on Wednesday, up another 4 on Thursday. And clearly, this kind of price action in box beef can't sustain itself that long. And again, I think we're in that acceleration phase, which usually is the topping phase. And it's coming right in this time window when we would be looking for the markets to carve out their highs. So we're looking. You know, we got a head fake here a couple weeks ago, but I think we're close in live cattle. In feeder cattle, I could see that extending for another few weeks. Usually you're targeting early May if you have good grazing conditions, and we certainly do have that in much of the southern and central plains. We do not have that across the northern plains, and that's big cattle country up in the Dakotas, western Minnesota. So you're probably going to start to see some culling going on there starting to hit the market. But so far, that has not really impacted the market all that much. The feeder cattle index was up pretty strong yesterday, up 128, and we're sitting at 141.26. So impressive there. Even if you're going to see more numbers coming out of the north, the demand is there, clearly. And we're getting into some big pushes higher there as well. The slaughter rates so far this week, we're at 464,000 head. That's down 7,000 from a week ago, and it is up 53,000 from a year ago. So now we're into that window of comparing to a year ago is kind of pointless, because this is when the meltdown really started to happen from the COVID blow up. So we're not going to spend a lot of time comparing to last year, but even from the previous week. Of course, Easter has something to do with that too. But again, we're slaughtering as much as we can. It's just that plant capacity has been restricted because of COVID and because of just over the years some packing plants shutting down. We just don't have the ability to slaughter all that the market is demanding, and obviously, so prices are pushing higher. Export sales too have been very solid, 18,200 tons from last week. That's right in line with where we were the previous 2 weeks. South Korea took 9,100 of that, Japan took 4,200, China took 1,900. Pork export sales at 33,000, Mexico took 23,000 of that, Japan took 3,400, Australia took 1,600, and China took 1,200. So export demand is solid, domestic demand is super solid, and we're looking for some sort of topping action here. We're not getting it yet, we don't see it. But with the acceleration in boxed beef values and the cash trade taking big leaps forward, and clearly, you know, the April cattle, which are in the delivery period, they're going to be, they're expecting cash prices to continue strong too. So we should be nearing the end of the line, if you will, but we don't see the chart formations. We don't see big reversals or the absolute blow off top just yet. But we want to be ready because I do think it's coming fairly soon. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.